Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Whose arrow is pointing up after preseason week 2? We'll talk about it next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here on the Monday, August 22nd episode with Adam Azer. We're here to talk about some preseason football. Love watching preseason football. Love watching about 40 minutes of guys who won't make any kind of impact in the NFL. But look, a lot of people will tell you, hey, preseason football doesn't matter at all. Those people are lying to you. Preseason football matters. It may not matter if a guy's good in the preseason, but like where they're playing, who they're playing with, if they're playing with the starters, like these things all matter. These things all help us get a sense of when and where guys are going to play early in the season at the very least. You know, you see a guy like Treylon Burks playing like the fourth wide receiver for Tennessee early on in the preseason. It's a pretty good sign that he's not going to make much of an impact early on. So, you know, those are the kinds of things we're looking for. And Adam, who is your first winner for preseason week 2?
I will go with Brian Robinson. Antonio Gibson, more of a loser than Robinson's winner, but it is very clear that Brian Robinson, the rookie out of Alabama, has a path to just being the starting running back for the Washington Commanders. J.D. McKissic did not play in this game, but this was a good game, Washington and the Chiefs, because this is one of a couple of games, along with the Jacksonville-Pittsburgh game, where we had a lot of starters for both teams playing for a lot of the first half. And we saw Robinson start, and we saw Antonio Gibson play on special teams. And Antonio Gibson did not play running back in college. He was a wide receiver. It is possible that he is just not a good enough running back. He also has some fumble issues. He fumbled 6 times last year. He fumbled last week in preseason week 1. Robinson could clearly be the starting running back here. And when you start to get to guys like Darrell Henderson, Isaiah Pacheco, other players late in your draft, Kenneth Gainwell, Alexander Mattison, Robinson's in that discussion, if not ahead of it. I'm not quite ready to take him ahead of Gibson right now, but I'm a week away from it, I suppose, or I'm one quote from Ron Rivera away from it. It's very close to being that way. Gibson is basically on my do not draft list, and I think I'm still taking Damian Pierce over Brian Robinson. Robinson would be something like around 9-10 pick for me.
Yeah, I think Robinson, Gibson, McKissic are probably all like right around 100th overall at this point. And frankly, McKissic might just be the best option for PPR leagues just because Gibson and Robinson, it might just be an ugly early down split with those guys. And, you know, for what it's worth, Gibson did play the passing down snaps in this one with McKissic out. So, you know, if something happened to McKissic, that could be good for Gibson. But yeah, right now it's looking like sort of an ugly early down split between Robinson and Gibson, which kind of just makes me want to avoid them altogether because it's like three-way running back committee and a pretty mediocre offense. I don't have too much excitement about that. I am excited about one guy in Washington's offense, and that's Jahan Dotson, the number 16 overall pick in this year's draft, who even over the last week when it's become clear that he is a starter for Washington, still going behind Treylon Burks and Garrett Wilson and guys whose roles, Sky Moore, guys whose roles just aren't nearly as clear as his. Jahan Dotson played 18 of the 19 snaps that Carson Wentz played in Saturday's game. He played the exact same number of snaps as Terry McLaurin. He was in there on all the two wide receiver sets, ran the same number of routes as Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin's the number one guy here. They gave him a bunch of money this offseason for that reason. But I think Jahan Dotson is being way overlooked. He's someone who's going in like the 11th, 12th round in most drafts. I think he's someone who you can make a case for ahead of Treylon Burks. He's going to make more of an impact early in the season at the very least. You know, Sky Moore, someone I like a lot, but also not clear that he has a role. He might be the number 5 wide receiver for the Chiefs right now. So I think Jahan Dotson definitely deserves more credit than he's been getting, and someone who in the 10th round I'm totally fine looking for. Adam, how about one more winner?
I just took Dotson with the first pick of round 11, so totally with you there. And I would say also if you're in a super deep league and you want a winner, Curtis Samuel is alive and well. Curtis Samuel was a part of that offense. It's a 14-team league type of player, but, you know, good to see him back. One more winner for me would be Christian Kirk. Five catches, 54 yards on 8 targets in his first preseason game. And they played their starters the entire first half, basically. And Kirk really shined, and he could have had 7 catches. There were only 5 catchable balls, and he had 5. He caught all 5 of them. Trevor Lawrence missed them on a couple plays. I wish Lawrence had looked a little bit better, honestly. He was a little off at some throws. But Kirk, to me, you know, at least today, at least yesterday, was the unquestioned number one guy. And I expect that to be the case during the season. I think you can get great value on Christian Kirk. He's kind of a wide receiver 3/4 on draft day, and he could play like a wide receiver too. He's a guy that I want to take maybe after pick 70 or so. I'd start looking for him, but I think you can get an even better value than that on Christian Kirk.
Yeah, led the Jaguars wide receivers in snaps, route runs. He had 8 targets. Zay Jones, Marvin Jones, and Laviska Shenault all combined for 7 targets. So that gives you a sense of how much more involved Kirk was. I'm not necessarily sure that's a great contract, but I agree with you. Yeah, in a PPR league especially, it looks like he's going to get a lot of opportunities. That's been all the talk out of training camp as well. So he's the clear number one there. And if you think Trevor Lawrence has some breakout potential like we do, then I think Christian Kirk is a pretty good target. All right, that's going to do it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll see you next time. Take it easy.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.